When he was on the buses, he was away so much.
Oh, yes.
Because he drove the buses for how many years? Donkey's years.
Well, it was Alexander's buses that he started with.
Right.
And he started, I mean, he was in Blair for 6:15 in the morning.
Right.
And then he would finish about maybe 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. I'm being very polite, please note.
And then every afternoon then finished on half past 11 at midnight. Because we used to go to the dances, and not you, but I mean, Elmer Robertson and I and Margaret Robertson, we used to go to the dances and Aylith and everything, and if he was on the last bus, you see, we got left home. Otherwise you couldn't go.
Yeah.
No buses in these days. I mean, no late
so
buses.
So where was his route then? Was it anywhere?
Perth Dundee.
These were the routes.
Okay.
And in those days, there were so many folk worked in Dundee, for example, in the morning. I mean, there was always 2 buses went in, Richard, because, well, that's where the employment was.
Well, most of them went to Timex, you see.
I was Timex there at that time then, Mary.
Yeah.
Was it?
Oh, Timex was in existence.
Timex there early on. So when would Father start driving with the buses?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Well,
he was driving before I went to the Trades College in Dundee.
Uh-huh.
But Donnie learned to drive when he was...
I could drive when I was before I was 12.
Oh, amazing. How did you...
Now, he used to take a... Go up to Langdon and take a shot at the forestry lorry, reverse it back to the top of the drive.
Well, the forestry lorry?
Forestry lorry.
Well, so the forestry lorry was parked up at Langdon.
Aye.
So far that he would drive it, of course.
Aye, and I said I used to go up and drive it, going reverse back to the top of the drive and back to the front of the garage again.
Yeah.
When you were about 11?
Nobody knew.
Yeah.
Oh, I suppose so.
Yeah.
Oh,